Blog Talk Radio.
Afflicted is like an ailment,
or illness, it's also having a problem and ready to die from my youth up. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught, and distraught means upset or worried. Your fierce wrath, rapid anger, has gone over me. Your terror have cut me off. They have around, they came around me all day long like war. They engulfed. Engulf means to cover you up or swallow you up. They engulfed me altogether. Loved ones and friends have put far from me. And let me read that again. Loved one and friend, you have put far from me, and my acquaintances into darkness. I have read to you the entire Psalm 88, a prayer for help in despondency. And despondency means disrepair, hopelessness, or discontentment. See, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, we, your lost sheep and followers of your Son, humble ourselves before you at your throne in prayer, thanking you for your constant protection from the evil one and the evils of this earth. Our Father God, thank you for protecting the city of Detroit, Michigan, from natural disasters, your blessed city. Thank you for your mercy and forgiveness of our sins. We, your lost sheep, also thank you for sane, sound mind, excellent health, love, family, courage, boldness, most of all, awakening our mind from deep sleep to your truth. We thank you for prosperity, wealth, and all things. We say this prayer in your Son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Welcome. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath starts or observed Friday evening, ending Saturday evening. Your only biblical day in the Bible, given as a day to rest and keep holy. You'll find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Sheep and followers, you have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen, pencil, paper, notebook, or pad. There may be something I read or say that you might want to jot down. I want you to follow me to the book of Isaiah, chapters 53, 54, and hopefully 55. But before I start reading from the book of Isaiah, I want you to write this down for me. I want you to write 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. It tells you judgment starts at the house of God. Write this down. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. Take heed that no one deceives you. And this is why I'm going to give you Jeremiah, J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H, chapter 10, verses 2 through 4. I want you to read those. And what it says is, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. The custom of these people are futile. Futile means worthless. One cuts a tree from the forest, decorates it with silver and gold. And I'm thinking the silver and gold is tinsel. And what Jeremiah is talking about is Christmas. Do not follow the traditions of the European. Christmas is idol worshiping. And we sheep who came over to the United States of America in 1619, we have not brought Christmas worship to this land. So let's follow Jesus Christ. And his name is Yeshua, or his name maybe is something else. I'm trying to find out what it is. But I also read in Isaiah, it's Yah, the Lord is Yah. So let's not follow the tradition of the Europeans by celebrating their Christmas. Not only that, you'll be less stressful and you'll save money. A few other things I want you to know about. I want you to know about the shofar. It's spelled S-H-O-L-A-R, and I pronounce it shofar, shofar. And it's ancient horn. It looks like a ram's horn. It's also known as a trumpet. And if you can go onto your computer and look up shofar and find out how it sounds, it's like a sound like this. And then one last thing, I think. I want you to read the prophecy of Obadiah. And this is concerning Edom, because Edom mistreated us, lost sheep. They mistreated us, our brother. And Obadiah is making a prophecy against them. So I want them to read it. I don't want to tell them that I think they are in trouble. I want them to read Obadiah, and that's found in the Old Testament. I want them to read that for themselves. And I'm saying this, and if you don't know who Edom is, Edom, you are the ones who are in control now. So follow me to the book of Isaiah chapter 53. I left off at verse 8, but I want to read the whole thing so that we can get an understanding of it. Let's read Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of Yah been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. Let me read verse 2 again. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when you see him, there is no beauty that you should desire him. He is despised, that's you, black man, and rejected by men, a man of sorrow. He is acquainted. Acquainted means to be familiar with, grief. And we hid ourselves, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised. Despised means hated. And we did not esteem. Esteem means to respect and admire him. Verse 4, surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him, we admired him. And stricken means hit. I don't know where that word comes into play, but it says stricken, so I'm just reading what it says. Smitten is a heavy blow by God, and afflicted. Afflicted means troubled, worried, or burdened. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Transgressions are offenses and crimes. He was bruised for our iniquities. Iniquities means sinfulness and wickedness. The chastisement is punishment of our peace, was upon him. And by him, stripes means hit, beaten with a whip. we are healed. Now, I read in another Bible, when he was had stripes, when he was beaten with the whip had pieces of sharp metal or glass in it. Verse 8, all we like sheep have gone astray. Astray means to error or gone off course. You're going in the wrong direction. We have turned everyone to his own way. And that's true. I find that I have turned to my own way when it comes to going to church. And Yah has laid on him the iniquities of us all. Again, iniquities are wickedness and sinfulness. He was oppressed. Oppressed means he was mistreated, abused, or ill-treated. And he was afflicted. Afflicted means trouble, harassed, or worry. Yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. Slaughter means to kill. And as a sheep before its shearers is silent, he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut from the land of the living. For the transgressions, again, transgressions are offenses and crimes of my people. He was stricken. Again, stricken means to be hit. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence. And I will tell you to read Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 through 60, because there was a guy, I think his name was Joseph, and he gave him his tomb. And I think his name was Joseph of Arimathea that gave buried Jesus in his tomb. Let's pick up reading in verse 9 again. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit. Deceit means trickery in his mouth. Yet it pleased, it says the Lord. And when it says the Lord here, I don't know if he's talking about Caiaphas, the high priest. And you'll find that Caiaphas in Matthew chapter 26, verse 57. Or if it pleased Yah that he was bruised. That, let's read. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. And so I'm thinking that the Lord could have been the high priest Caiaphas, or it could have been God. Let's continue. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yah shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travails, and travails, that means pain, of his soul, and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Iniquities, again, those are sinfulness and wickedness. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. Transgressors are sinners or criminals. And he bore the sin of many and made intercession. Intercession means to, he negotiated or He mediated or intervened for their transgression. Now, we finally get to today's reading, a perpetual covenant of peace. Perpetual means never endless, ending. It's timeless. And covenant is a contract or an agreement. Isaiah 54, let's read. Saying, O barren, you who have not borne, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not travailed with child. For many are the children of the desolate, and desolate means empty, than the children of the married woman, says Yah. Wow. Verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your inhabitants. Do not spare, lengthening your cords. I should have said, do not spare, and lengthening your cords, and strengthen your stakes. Verse 3, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities habitable, inhabited. Let me read verse 3 again. You shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Inhabited means to occupy or live in. Verse 4, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed nor be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach. Reproach is disapproval or disappointment of your widowhood. Widowhood, that's loss of a spouse anymore. Verse 5, for your maker is your husband, Yah of hosts. Hosts means many or an army, is his name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Redeemer means to recover or regain. He is called the God of the whole earth. For Yah has called you like a woman forsaken. Forsaken means deserted or abandoned and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God. For a mere moment I have forsaken again. Forsaken is abandoned or deserted you. But with great mercies I will gather you. With a little wrath, that's anger, I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says Yah, your Redeemer. And I say thank you. But this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn, sworn means to take an oath or swear, that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so I have sworn that I would not be angry with you or rebuke. Rebuke means to criticize or to scold you. Verse 10, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says Yah, who has mercy on you. O afflicted, afflicted means to be oppressed, troubled, or burdened. O afflicted one, tossed in tempest. Tempest means violently, and not comforted. Behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphire. I will make your pinnacles, pinnacles are high or peaks of rubies, your gates of crystal and your walls of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by Yah, thank you, and great shall be the peace of your children, amen. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, far, for you shall not fear, amen to that, and from terror, for it shall not come near you, amen. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake, amen. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coal and the fire and brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I say amen to that. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage. That's the birthright for following Jesus Christ, for following God and what he teaches us in the Bible, especially the Old Testament. This is your heritage of the servant of Yah, and their righteousness is from me, says Yah. And in the reading of Isaiah 54, let's see, I'm checking to see how much longer, much time I have. Well, I did not get to Isaiah 55 today. We'll finish reading that next time. See, let's have a word, a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your sheep, thank you for all things, especially your constant protection from that evil one or those evil ones. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving us our debts as we forgive our debts. In your son's name, amen. The sheep, I want you to purchase this book. It's How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald. God wants us not only to live right, but he also tells us how to eat, tells us what to eat. And I have followed this book since 2008. And believe me, I feel better and look better. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and purchase this book and live by it. And what I'll say is remember to take our Heavenly Father God along with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I'll see you. I'll talk with you next week.
And I know got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful. Jesus.